providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are getting a company update from Cartier Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ECR. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Philippe Cloutier. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, the company holds a number of projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt in Quebec. One of the main projects, the Chimo Mine, already has a resource released, and the company has just recently released drill results from this eastern section at the Central Gold Corridor. Some of the headline numbers are 20.4 grams per ton gold over 2 meters. We also had another result of 11.9 grams per ton gold over 1.6 meters. Now, Philippe, there was also a mention of a new zone, the 5CE zone. This is still kind of in that general area. Bring us up to speed on this drilling and the drill results that were just released, please.
Well, yes, Corey. This is great news for us because the drilling that we've just completed in that part of the project basically drilled a panel that was about 550 meters long by 200 meters wide, with the typical thicknesses that you'll get at Chimo is, you know, anywhere between up to 15 and 20 or 30 meters. So the grades are consistent with what we've always been announcing. And that panel, coupled with what was seen above, will no doubt add another 500,000 ounces to the current resource estimate. And the drilling and these results that we just announced, well, they essentially launch the process for the third resource estimate at the Chimo Mine project. And that third resource estimate will include the global resources at Chimo Mine project, which are on the northern gold corridor, the central gold corridor, including the eastern deep section that we just drilled, and at the southern gold corridor. And so that resource estimate is going to be launched and will be delivered hopefully by the end of 2020.
Okay, just to bring everybody up to speed, the current resource indicated plus inferred is a little under 1.2 million ounces, grading between just under 4 grams per ton up to 4.5 grams per ton gold. Now, you mentioned that some of the new additions to this resource is going to be from this deep drilling, but also kind of relooking at the old resource. What are some of your expectations here and the changes and the growth that could happen from this resource estimate?
Well, our expectations are good. Good because the project has some technical advantages. And if I may say, we made some technical discoveries with the people that we're working with, namely the engineers and resource estimate people, in light of the fact that Chimo has infrastructure. It has a shaft that goes down to 920 meters. It has a mess of drifts owing to the fact that it is a past producer. And obviously, it's right by the highway and has access to 6 local mills. So these are all technical advantages that help us in the realm of the new resource estimate work and the engineering work. Well, we could take all of these technical advantages, blend them together, and play around with, you know, some of the trade-offs and sensitivities of the project, such as lowering the cutoff grade to generate more ounces. These are things that are permissible at Chimo Mine and that we will fold into what we hope is going to be a preliminary economic assessment of the project moving forward after the third resource estimate.
Okay, so continuing to de-risk this Chimo Mine property. As I mentioned, though, the company also has a number of other projects, one being the Benoit project that last time you and I chatted, you mentioned that the company is getting some drills on the ground at Benoit. I've chatted with a few people, a couple newsletter writers, who say that they're actually most excited about the potential of Benoit. Bring everybody up to speed on what that drill plan is going to be there and a little bit of background on Benoit, please.
Well, Benoit has a historical resource estimate right now, all right, not 43-101 of about 500,000 tons, grading 5 grams per ton gold, 12 grams per ton silver, and 0.3 copper. So it's clearly got proven mineralized endowment, and you're getting intersections at Benoit, you know, something like 54 meters grading 5 grams per ton gold and 14 grams per ton silver in 0.3 copper. So this is a wide zone. It's a Stringer sulfide system, a gold-rich VMS system, and it was delineated in the early 90s from 0 to about 200 meters. So, you know, we've got robust exploration vectors, where the first part of the program will actually explore the depth extension of the known deposit at Benoit. And then we have deep-seated ore vision IP anomalies that surround this historical discovery. That's going to be the second part of the program. And we're also going to be drilling the deposit itself in order to calibrate and rapidly distinguish the metallurgical characteristics of this thing. You know, work that we did not have to do at Chimo, because Chimo is a past producer, and we had the metallurgical and production credentials on it. At Benoit, it's the upside is tremendous, and the program will be engineered to rapidly bring the value of that deposit and that project to our shareholders.
So how many drills are going to be on site? How many meters are you envisioning for this program?
That is currently being designed and tweaked by our exploration team. They're most likely going to be at least 3 drills turning at a given time on the project. It's as I mentioned, there's 3 parts to the program on Benoit, so it's going to be very dynamic and aggressive. We're going to try to repeat what we've done at Chimo, but in a much shorter time frame. So Benoit is we've got $9.4 million of flow through to invest on a project such as Benoit and Fenton. So I would imagine the volumes of drilling is going to be, very roughly in excess of 20,000 meters.
Okay. Well, that was just the recent raise too. $9.4 million brings the cash position of the company to just under $14 million. So you have money to attack these projects. You mentioned Fenton too. We haven't really talked much about the Fenton project. Can you give us a little bit of background on this project as well, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Currently, it's a 50-50 joint venture with the Quebec government's exploration company called SOQUEM. It also has a proven endowment or gold deposit in the first few hundred meters. It was a historical discovery, and you've got really high grade gold intervals of 17 grams per ton gold over 5, 6, and 8 meters, and so we're not starting from scratch at Fenton either, and we have the ability, because both projects, Fenton and Benoit, are within 50 kilometers of each other. We have the ability of working these projects side by side and unlocking the value of those projects. Right now, in the past 3 years, we've essentially exposed our shareholders to the value of Chimo. So we've delivered resource estimates, and we're going to deliver another one and PEAs on the project. But at Benoit, Fenton, and Wilson, we've never provided we've never exposed the value of those projects to the retail market. And so we're quite happy now walking into 2021 with cash in the bank and the ability to unlock the value on all fronts at Cartier.
All right. Very interesting, Philippe. Now, just to wrap us up, a quick comment, quick summary on the news flow. From my understanding here, it looks like we should be getting some drilling updates, drilling results out of Benoit, maybe some news out of Fenton, and then also the start of the resource estimate. Just summarize for us. Is there anything else we should be paying attention to?
It's a balance that will be heavily weighted in the next few months, I guess, towards Chimo And then later on in the year, when we start to see the design of the program and the resource estimate work that we're doing at Benoit, then it will move into Benoit and then Fenton. But I would say in the next 18 months, the level of news flow will match the level of exploration-related funds, which is $9.4 million. So you could expect a lot of news flow on at least three of our projects, all of that directed at, you know, generating more ounces and more value for our shareholders.
All right, Philippe, that's going to wrap up this interview, this segment, and the first hour of the weekend edition. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Philippe regarding Cartier Resources, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. We will continue to follow up as more news hits the market, and sounds like it will be a busy rest of the year and even into 2021 for the company, testing out some of these other projects, which quite frankly, I don't think the market is giving any value for right now. So a very exciting time for the company. Philippe, thank you for your time this weekend. Everybody else, thanks for tuning in. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Be sure to check out our website on a daily basis. Follow along with all the interviews and company updates I record on a regular basis. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Corey. Have a nice weekend.